Blog Talk Radio.
Not free. This is a word for it. Now, you want your freedom. You're not going to get it sitting on the couch watching episodes on TV. You got to go out and work for what you get. This, I am your brother, Lorraine. This is Sunday. You might get a little bit of noise in the background. You have to bear with me. They're having a block party out here. The music is kind of loud. It's kind of hard to filter all of it out. as usual, we're going to make a beginning of before we start the show. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on Be What You Show. By doing this, I will be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get where I want. Okay? Our slogan is, love is to act and make others feel good. To one aim, one destiny. Okay? normally, the first thing we do, we always talk about love for the first 5 minutes of the show, because that's very important. Without love, we can't do anything without love. We can't, we won't have a good relationship with our family. We won't have a good relationship with our children. We won't be able to get along in groups. We won't get along with each other because we literally do not know what love is. And this culture don't want to teach us about love because if we learn how to love each other, the prisons will be empty, you know? Because most of the stuff we do is out of survival, not out of love for one another, you know? Then we lose a lot of money if we actually love each other and solve a lot of problems that we're having that they're creating or they're making. You know, they make problems for us so that they can solve the problems and get paid solving our problems. That's basically what's going on. But just remember, love is the act that make others feel good. Okay, if you're going to commit an act that's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. Okay? If you're in a relationship and you're only committing acts that make her feel good, she's only committing acts that make you feel good, you'll be in a feel-good relationship, and the relationships will last a long time. 50% of all relationships, married couples, they're just not working. because we don't know what love is. And the way they teach them love on TV and in the movies, it's an obsessionary a mindset that people are having that they're calling love, but it's not love, you know? If you're chasing somebody that don't want you, you're making them miserable. There's millions of men, millions of females out here. You can always go to someplace, somebody else. Don't try to force yourself on somebody that don't want you, because you're making them miserable, and then you're going to be obsessed. Next thing you know, you're going to be stalking them. You're going to be trying to, well, if I can't have them, nobody can have them. You get into one of crazy type of mindsets, you know. Focus on what makes a person feel good. If it makes them feel good, you make them feel good, they make you feel good, then it's something to get into. It's something to look at, okay? Now, love actually covers mental and physically. You know, see what I'm saying? If you're doing something that don't make them feel good, you need to stop doing it. And if you're thinking and saying things that don't make them feel good, then don't think and say those things either, because you can put a lot of stress and pressure on a person just by what you're saying out of the face. Your words, well, especially truth. Truth is a two-edged sword, so you have to be careful how you use it. If you use it in the wrong way, you can hurt a person pretty bad, you know? And that's one of the parts of love that we have to deal with. You know, we learn to lie in this society, you know? They teach you, oh, well, if you tell a little white lie, it's okay. You know what I mean? But a lie is a lie. A lie is a lie is a lie. So, you know, try to get in the habit of telling the truth. If you can't speak the truth, a lot of times, it's best not just say nothing at all. Just, you know, no comment, or just let it go, you know? And that would be better for you than to be lying to the person that you're with, lying to the people that you're dealing with, okay? All righty, so we're into the first 5 minutes. Now, let's let's get on with the topic, okay? The topic of the day is, should we meditate? And that's very interesting, because meditation is a very important part of your well-being. A lot of us don't know that, but it is. And we should be taught to meditate at a very young age, because it will actually help focus your mind, especially if you're in school, if you're going to college, stuff like that. There, you need to learn how to meditate in order to focus what you're doing and how you're doing on things, so that things will be better for you. Now, what we want to do today, right, for those of you who are on the line, I don't know how many of you know how to meditate. But what we'd like to do is carry you through to meditate the process. So we're going to start right now. We're going to show you, I'll talk to you exactly how to meditate. And once you go through the process, you'll see the benefits that it has for you, okay? Now, the first thing that you do when you meditate is that you have to relax. Most people say you have to be laying down, but you don't have to be laying down. You can be sitting. You can be any kind of position that you want that you can totally relax and be comfortable in. In fact, you can meditate all day long. Just to give you an example, stop right now and just relax. Just relax everything. Relax the body. Just relax. And you'll see, you can feel the tension within your body as you relax. You can feel that you're tense, okay? And you can practice this type of relaxation all day long. So you can be in a meditative state all day long. But now, for that quiet type of meditation where you're focusing on things, you know, the best thing you do, excuse you. See, when it gets around this time, I do get a little tired. I get up 4 o'clock in the morning. The best thing that we're going to carry you to the meditative state, the first thing you do is you relax. You start with your feet, okay? Relax your feet. After you get your feet relaxed, then you relax your calves. After you get your calves relaxed, then you move up to your thighs. In that area, you get all that relaxed, okay? Then you relax your stomach. Just take a minute, just let it all go. Just relax your stomach. And when you get your stomach, you get into your chest area, just relax that, just let it all go, just relax it. This is how you get into your meditative state. You have to relax everything. You can do it sitting down or you can do it laying down. It's up to you. After you get the chest and everything relaxed, then you move to your face. Now, the face is very difficult because there's a lot of muscles in the face, so you might take a little while to get used to relaxing the face, okay? Now, the thing is, once you get totally relaxed, don't swallow. Because if you swallow, it breaks the mode. It breaks the meditative mode. So you don't swallow, but you just relax, okay? Now, while you're meditating, now what we're going to, the first part is how do we meditate, okay? And the second part, can you use meditation for protection? Now, while you're in this meditative state, now you don't have to do this when you're away from the phone or when you have time, you know, because it might take a few minutes to get to get relaxed to the point that you're lowering it. What you're doing when you meditate, you're lowering the frequency of your body. Everything vibrates at a certain frequency, and you're lowering the frequency of the body to allow the mind and the body to connect. Because our body vibrates higher than 32 megahertz. Our mind, the planet, and the universe vibrates at 72 megahertz. So once you get relaxed, I just hope the music that's coming in don't distract you from what we're talking about, okay? Now, here's the key. Once you relax now, right, you can do this later on. You can try to do it now. It's up to you. Once you relax, right, you look up without opening your eyes, okay? Once you look up without opening your eyes, you begin to see a bluish yellow light. Right, you can see the light. Sometimes it comes off red because when the two combine, you get like a reddish glow. But if you're not meditating enough, the two lights won't separate. There'll be one like reddish light. You have to practice the meditation in order for those two lights to separate. Once those two lights separate, okay, you get a bluish light and you get a yellow light, right? Now, the yellow light, that's your work light. Like if you want something done, you want to bring something to you, you want the universe to bring something to you because you need a certain thing from the universe, that's your work light. Or if somebody has done something to you, and you want the effect to go back to them, you can do that too. It's your work light. Now, the blue light is your protective light. It's the light that I use to protect my children, my loved ones, the people around me, to keep them out of harm's way. This is the blue light. And you have this kind of ability within you. You can project the blue light. You can project the yellow light. It depends on what you're trying to do. But you have the power to protect the people around you with this light. You can also protect yourself, you know. And it makes a big difference once you know that you can do these things, that you have this kind of power within you to do that, okay? Now, as you meditate, and you're looking at this blue light and yellow light, this is what you use, you know, to do different things. Now, there is different types of meditation, all right? Now, I'm just giving you the basics so that you know how to get into your meditation. Now, once you begin to see that bluish yellow light, right, when you're not meditating, you can with your eyes open, you can defocus your eyes and you can begin to see the auras. Yeah, you can see auras. Like you don't know that they can see auras because nobody's telling you how. But you can defocus your eyes and you begin to see the light emanating from everything. Now, when you first start seeing this light, it's not going to be colors. It's just going to be like a little white light, the shape of the object that you're looking at. If you're looking at a person, that shape will come there. And as you stare long enough, that light will literally separate from that person and be standing next to them, you know. Now, as you keep, as you practice this, it takes a little while to get to the point that you can see auras. You will be able to see auras after you practice this for a while, okay? So we're getting into this. I wanted to make this one of my shows because I wanted to go through this because a lot of people don't know how to get into meditation and how to use a meditative practice to do things, you know? And so I wanted to take a show and just do meditation, all right? Now, we're talking about a different type of meditation. Now, we're talking about focused meditation, right? Now, the focused meditation, this is the best way to get your children into meditation. It doesn't matter how old they are. They can be 2, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. You can get them into focused meditation. It depends on what you get them to focus on, right? Now, for you as an adult, I'm assuming that we have most adults on the line here. I really don't know what all the numbers are. But let's say you're sitting in your living room, all right? Let's say your living room is made out of sheetrock, all right? Well, let's say panel. I got panel on my wall. So let's say your living room is made out of panel, all right? Panel is made out of wood. So when you sit there, you, as you think, as you focus, think about the wood, where it came from. The wood came from the tree. How they grow the trees, how they cut it down, right? Then you gotta think in terms of how they get here, what they used to cut it with, how they shape it and mold it in the panel. Did the trucks that carry it, how the, you know, when the trucks get here, it went to the store, how you got it from the store. All this is just from the one spot on the wall, which is the panel. Now, behind the panel, you might have sheetrock. Now you get into the sheetrock. How did they make the sheetrock? Where did the sheetrock come from? The little paper on the sheetrock. How did they make the paper? The paper come from where? Where did paper come from? The little asphalt that's inside of the sheetrock, right? How did they make that? When did they start using sheetrock? It's just called focused meditation. You focus on one thing, and you think every thought that you can about that one thing. This allows you to focus your mind, especially if you have to do a lot of thinking or something, you know, as far as the job's concerned. Focus meditation is the best way to get you really into focusing your mind so that you can concentrate better, you know, so that your mind won't drift from one thing to another thing, you know, because like I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was talking about things just popping to your mind, you know. Well, with control, once you get into focused meditation, that will slow that down. That won't happen because you'll be able to focus and concentrate on things just naturally without drifting, without your mind drifting from one thing to another. Sometimes it's good to just let your mind go and let it do whatever you want to do. Sometimes it's good to do that too. But if you don't want your mind floating like that there, you know, then you practice focused meditation, and that will help you control what's going on, what you're thinking about. And a lot of times you have to be careful what you think about, because what you think about, you bring about. That's very important, okay? Now, now that we just went through the meditative process, okay? Now, the next thing I really want to get into is how do we, now we have children, and we have programming. We've been programming all of our lives by this system. Now, the whole thing of how do we unprogram, right, what they have done to us? How do we unblock the programming that they have put in our minds, so that our minds can begin to be free and absorb and see things like we're supposed to see with our mind? Well, we'll get into the mind and the brain a little later, but we want to be able to unblock, especially ourselves, especially the children and ourselves. Now, think about this. They spend millions of dollars on cartoons. Why do they spend so much money on cartoons? Okay. The cartoons is the back door to get into the programming that's in your mind. They use the cartoons to get in. So once they get in, they can go in there and get you to do whatever they want, and then they leave and leave you just as crazy as you were before they came. Think about it. When they advertise on television, if they're using toilet paper, they got the little bears wiping their butt, right? When they sell, what do they call it, car insurance, they got the little Geico thing right around for the car insurance. And you got Tony the Tiger. Tony the Tiger, the children that eat the cereal, they don't know anything about nutrition. They don't care about nutrition, but they like Tony the Tiger. So they want the Frosted Flakes because Tony the Tiger. It's the cartoons that are the means for them to get into your mind, make you buy or get whatever they want to get, or make you go crazy, make you drink, make you smoke, make you do everything. They're making you everything through the cartoon. You say, well, I ain't gonna just got smoke on the cartoon, but they have a way of getting inside your brain that they have programmed. And the cartoons is the way to do it. Now, I'll give you an example, right? Let's look at Little Red Riding Hood, okay? Here she's on the road, happy with a little red suit on. She's bouncing around down the road with a little basket on her way to Grandmama's house. But now, the wolf don't get her on the road, which would be the best place to get her if you just want to attack her, just attack her on the road. But the wolf don't get her on the road, okay? The wolf goes into her house, okay, and replaces her grandmother. Now, you know, mama is what you imprint on. That's the most important part of you as you're growing up, mama. So the wolf gets in and replaces mama. Now, what does Little Red Riding Hood notice? He says, mama, what big ears you have. Think about it. That's a big brother. Listen to everything you do. Think about it. Listening on the phone, on the radio, everywhere. He got little things listening to you. I don't care what you're doing. He listening. That's big brother. Then he say, mama, what big eyes you have. Big brother got cameras everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Big brother got cameras everywhere, watching what you're doing, seeing what you're doing. Then you say, mama, what big teeth you have. There was the eat you with, my dear. Now, that's the military. That's the popo. You know what I'm saying? See, these cartoons are set up for a reason. Now, if the first thing the girl notices is that mama's hearing, mama's listening. The second thing she notices that mama's watching. And then the third thing she notices is that you're going to be punished if you don't do if you do anything that mama can see and mama can hear. It's the same thing with the Christmas song. You know what I mean? He knows what you're thinking, knows what you are when you're asleep or awake. So if you're good, for goodness sake, how in the world can Santa Claus know all this stuff? You know what I mean? We're talking about Big Brother. You know what I'm saying? These are the this is how they're programming you as a child. let's deal with Hansel and Gretel. Let's think about that for a minute. Here's Hansel and Gretel, right? On the road, they find little cakes and stuff to eat on the road, and they travel on the road. Oh, they loving all the cakes and stuff that they eating. And the cakes lead them to a gingerbread house. The house was covered with cakes and cookies, and I look so good. You know what I'm saying? But there's evil in the house waiting to eat them. Now, think about this. All the refugees, right? The programmer. All the refugees are coming to the United States because with the advertising, if you watch the TV, everybody's middle class. They got nice dishwashers and refrigerators. Everybody's living good. The ice boxes are full. You follow what I'm saying? And you're in another country that they're in control of, right? Making sure you don't have anything. You're making $80 a month. You know what I'm saying? And these people are making $80 to $100 a day. And you know you want to get, oh, man, I got to get me some of that. So you leave him where you at, following the crumbs. The crumbs is the advertising that they put out there for you to see in your country. And you don't come into this country, what they do? They locking you up, putting you in cages, separating the children from you. Evil waiting to eat you. You know what I'm saying? The program is amazing once you start thinking about how they are using the cartoons, okay, to how they're using the cartoons as programming. They get into the cartoons, do the damage, do whatever they want to do, and then they get out. Like, I want people, all those people coming here thinking that this is a house full of gingerbread and cookies. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't. There's evil in this house waiting to eat these people, waiting to doll these people when they come here. If they talk to so many people sleeping on the street, they'll stay home. Because it's kind of rough here in this country. You know, if you're not made, or if you're not working for the largest gang, which is the federal government, you know, follow what I'm saying? It's just a little rough. Now here's the one that takes me out. We're talking about the three little pigs, right? One house made of hay, okay? Now, the house is supposed to be there for protection. This is what the thought process is. And the big bear wolf comes, and he blows the house down, and the three little pigs got to run into another house. We're talking about real estate. If you don't understand the real estate game, the big bear wolf can come and take what you got. You follow what I'm saying? Now they go to a wooden house, thinking they're safe in a wooden house. Big bear wolf comes along and blew the wooden house down too. So if you're not set up properly with your economics, if you're not set up properly with the lawyers and everything else, they will take your property. They will take everything that you have. Then they get into the brick house, and they happy because the big bear wolf can't blow the brick house down. With the brick house, you know what I'm saying? You got the mortar, the cement. Everything is done properly in the brick house so that the big bear wolf can't take your property. But this is not, you know, it's in the cartoons. You see what I'm saying? It's a little back door that they're putting in for the three little pigs, but they're making you think, okay, through the programming, that it's a matter of protection. But what type of protection? What kind of protection you need? You follow what I'm saying? They're not showing you. So what are they selling you in that cartoon? They're selling you homeowners insurance. You follow what I'm saying? That's what they're selling you. You follow what I'm saying? But you don't know that it's a real estate game that they're actually talking about, but they don't want you to realize all that because the program is for you to get homeowners insurance to protect your house from the big bear wolf so the big bear wolf can blow it down. I'm just dealing with the programming that they're set up in your mind so that they can go in and put the cartoons out of that door to get into the programming. So they can get you to do whatever they want and leave you just as crazy as you was before they came. This is what's going on, you know? Now they got another one. With Tinkerbell and Peter Pan. What in the world is that all about? Now, that's getting into paganism, because Peter Pan is the god of wood. If you study different religions, you'll learn that Pan is the god of wood. That's why when you first started the cartoon, Peter Pan had a wooden sword. He didn't have a metal sword. He had a wooden sword. Now, what was the significance of a wooden sword? The wooden sword was his protection. He's the god of wood, you know? And then they have a Betty Boop. Oh, boy. That's all about sex and prostitution. They're pushing sex and prostitution, sexuality of the children when they're 3 and 4 years old. By the time they get 11 and 12, they're ready to get busy. And where's it coming from? It's coming from the program that's coming through the cartoons. Now, if you want to talk to your children, especially when the children get to become teenagers, the best way to talk to your children when they become teenagers is to ask them, yo, what's your favorite cartoon? based on the cartoons that the children like. That's a psychological profile. They've given you a psychological profile if you're watching the cartoons. Once you find out what your teenager's favorite cartoon is, you got a psychological profile on how to talk to the child. You talk to the child through the cartoons. Okay? That's how you do it. You say, well, if they're into, like, Superman or Flash or good guy cartoons, who's saving stuff, you know? You say, well, you know, do you think that the Flash with the... Do you think the Flash will be doing stuff like this here? I don't know. The Flash will do that. The Flash is good. Well, I thought you wanted to be like the Flash. You're into the child's mind. And once you mention the Flash, if the child likes the Flash, you have that child's attention. The child can hear you. But if you don't go in through that child, if you don't go in through the back door through those cartoons, what you say will go in one ear and out the other, because they're training the children to listen to their peers, and their peers are the people that's their age. Oh, that's old school. You know what I mean? But if you check, they're giving the children old school. Every 20 years, they bring the same stuff back. But the children think it's new. But you've been here for a long time. You know that back in the day, you used to do the same thing that they're doing right now. They ain't doing nothing different than what you did when you were little. They just got a different way, a different approach to it. But it's the same thing, okay? So I'm just giving you a little insight on how they're controlling the programming that they put in your mind, all right? Now, we're halfway through the hour, so what I like to do, I like to get back to the people that are on the radio all the time, you know. So we take, I'm halfway through the hour, I take a few minutes and we give out the commercials. Now, also, if you have a comment or if you want to advertise your product or something that you're selling, we don't charge to advertise. You can just hit one on your dial, hit one on your phone, and it will let me know that you have your hand up. And once your hand goes up, I'll know that. I'll open up your mic, and you can say whatever you want to say. Now, we don't use your name unless you want us to. We use, like, 4 digits of your phone number, and that way, that's how we'll identify you, so you can make a comment on what you want or whatever you want to do, okay? Now, this is Elohim Five Tribe Radio presents, Elohim Speaks. Now, we're on a Sunday from 8 to 9. Now, a couple of Sundays we haven't been here because, like I said, I get up 4 in the morning. Sometimes I can't do the show, but I just really be out of it. But I'm going to try to be here every Sunday. I need to be here 4 to 5 days a week because there's a lot we need to talk about, okay? A lot we don't know that the 1% don't want us to know. And that's my job. My job is to bring you information that the 1% absolutely don't want you to have, okay? Now, the call-in number for the show is 516-453-9230. And you press 1 if you have a comment or something you want to say, okay? Now, I'm going to endeavor to make next week's program if I can, okay? Monday, we talk about health, Tuesday, history, Wednesday, politics, Thursday, economics, okay? And Friday and Saturday, we're not on the air. Sunday, it's more of a spiritual nature, trying to get you into your mind, try to get you to learn what love is so that you can be in tune with each other and stuff like that, you know? That's on Sunday, which is today, okay? Now, we are the Toronto Church of Christ in Allah, and we do a lot of our stuff comes from the Bible, also from the Toronto Scriptures, which is a book that was given to us, okay? So so as we go through the week, the only time we mostly get into the spiritual stuff is on Sunday, and we do that on a limited basis because most of us are asleep, okay? You know, when you sleep, you're feeling good. You don't want nobody waking you up. So we be saying a lot of stuff to wake you up, and that's tricky, you know, when you're trying to wake somebody up and you sleep, okay? We also have a CD on the market. We have a gospel CD on my 911 Jesus Emergency because I do a lot of gospel. That's what I do. I sing about Jesus. Jesus Coming. And the link is CD Baby. You're on YouTube. And you go to Amazon. You put it Elohim 10 tracks. Or 911, Jesus Coming. And I come up and you can purchase our CDs. And we have a book coming out, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, will be out on Amazon soon. So if you want to support us, you can go buy a CD and pick up a bunch of stuff like that there, okay? Now, one of the songs is Jesus Coming Back. The question is, when he comes back, how is he coming? We think he's coming back the same way he did the first time when he came, coming through the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be careful what you do with those babies, because the child you want to dump might just be the one that's going to get us out of this mess, okay? And you brothers are hanging in with the sisters, because it takes two to make them, and it takes two to take care of them, okay? All right, so don't take our chance with us. We need those babies, okay? I'm doing carry bars with gold and stuff, so you want to check in on that. You want to find out about how to buy and sell gold. Call me at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. That's 6 days a week from 9 to 5. You can call me. Or you can email me at Elohim Christ, L-Christ, L-I-E-N, at gmail.com. E-L-C-H-R-I-S-T-A-L-A-H-E-M at gmail.com. You can email me, and we can communicate and stuff like that there. And don't forget to visit my website at Elohim Christ/website. ElohimChrist.website. /website. And my website will come up, okay? We'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he really understands our history. A lot of the historians, they're saying the history, but they don't actually understand it. Horace Butler did something a little different. Also, Legacy Information Show, hosted by the Mac. And so that comes on Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. That call in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11, okay? So she has a spoken word, so you want to check her out. She's pretty good, you know. I also like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love. She's a spiritual advisor. She doesn't come on YouTube anymore, but you can catch her on YouTube. She don't come on Blog Talk Radio no more. You can catch her on YouTube, okay? And that's Nikki Love Woonam on Blog Talk on YouTube. I'm so used to her being on Blog Talk Radio. So, and her calling number is 909-749-8626. 8626. So if you want some spiritual advice, you want to get into your psychic realm and all that, she's a good person. She's a good person to call. Just call her and talk to her and you get the information. I'm going to give you the number again, 909-749-8626, okay? And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121. That's a UNA, a company that was started by Marcus Garvey. you can catch them once a week. Just call President Mark P. at 267-300-7143, and you can get in touch with them, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to UAIA. They're offering land to build in Africa. So if you want some land, you want to build in Africa, just call in. And call and ask for Siddiqui. His number is 609-638-5826. Okay, we got Save More Electronics. I know there's quite a bit of commercials. You don't charge people commercials. They kind of want to say stuff. But this will be the last time we do commercials on Sunday. We'll do commercials during the week, but not on Sunday. Sunday's going to be a commercial-free day, okay? So this will be the last time we're going to get commercials, all right? We have a brother that's interested in hiring people for security. His number is 336-988-8638. So if you're looking for a job, just check him out. I also like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton. He's on CD Baby. Under the name Yesterday's Child, Gospel, and some other stuff that he do. He's got six CDs out. His number is 267-259-4077. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Tati Learning Academy. That's my daughter. She has that little class that she gives out. She is a registered nurse. She's currently in medical school. She's going to be a doctor. Taylor Tati has been has a before and after school service in the Westmoreland area. So for the best quality of children's service, call 610-638-8352, okay? And we have our two resident naturopathic healers. So if you need healing, it's called Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. Okay, so there you have it. those are the people that I want to give a shout out because they're out there every day working for us, trying to get some things done to make our lives a little better, okay? Now, back to the topic at hand. Like I said, if you have a comment or something that you want to say, just hit one on your dial, and I'll know that you have your hand up and that you have something to say. Or you can just listen, that's fine. I can see all the numbers on here, so I know you're here. So at least I know that somebody's here listening, and I'm not here by myself just blowing hot air, okay? Also, you can go on Blog Talk Radio. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can go on Blog Talk, and you can download the broadcast as well, all right? And so you can listen to it later on or whenever you feel like it. It's like 114 different episodes. So you have a lot of episodes to choose from when you go on. So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of talking. What can I tell you? Okay, now let's get now there's something that I want to talk about this just a little bit. We only got a few minutes left, but I want to, if you watch what you're eating, like I said, we always do something out of the Bible every week, and in Genesis 1:29 it tells you that I've given you herbs and seed bearing plants for meat. Okay, this is what you're supposed to be eating for meat. Meat and flesh are two different things, right? They got us thinking flesh when we say meat. But our meat for us is supposed to be herbs and food and vegetables. That's what it says in the book. Now, the book has a lot of information in it telling you what you should be doing. But since we don't know how to read it, a lot of us not paying attention or not doing what we're supposed to be doing in the book. You know, I hope this music in the background is not too loud. But it tells you that you're really supposed to be a vegetarian. It actually, you're supposed to be eating vegetables and fruit. That's what you're supposed to be eating, right? We're not supposed to be eating all those animal products and stuff that they're pushing at us for meat. Now, that's how the 1% do. That's how the big boys do. And they know they'll flip the terminology so that you don't quite know what you're doing, right? But you're supposed to be vegetarians according to the Bible. We're not supposed to be eating flesh. We're supposed to be eating meat, but not flesh. That's why in the book it tells you not to give up meat, but meat as prescribed in Genesis, not the way they're telling you. See how they flip the script so you don't know what's going, what's up, what's down? That's how they do things to get you off track, all right? So they can poison you, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, you know? Now, my next question is, will eating the right food keep you from getting the coronavirus, you know? Because it's strange how some people are getting the virus and some people aren't. What's making the difference here, you know? We have about 200 countries that have no coronavirus cases. They're not telling us. This is a quick news break. 200 countries that have no coronavirus cases. Now, what are these people doing? What are they eating that we're not doing that we're getting so much coronavirus? Now, if you notice, they had to shut down some of the meat places because of the coronavirus. Well, I'm saying meat, but the flesh. You know, we're so used to using the term meat that it just automatically comes out. But they had to shut down a lot of the flesh places, a lot of the beef and chicken places because of the coronavirus. Lamb, they had to cut down on all of this stuff, the animal products, right? So there has to have something to do with it. Now, we need to do a little more research on why the 200 countries don't have any coronavirus cases. You know, we need to check that out a little more, okay? I'm going to recap, all right, from the beginning what we talked about, all right? Because we talked about, well, we always talk about love. We know about love. We have to deal with the love thing because that's important. And why should we meditate, right? So this is the whole thing. The whole show today was about people calling, a lot of people are calling me This is James from Jersey. Well, I don't know if he can. He was on the line. Well, I can't really answer the call unless something's wrong. He can't hear me or something out there. All right, let's. Thank you.